Welcome to Manchester United Today.
Football predictions.
Hi, it's Peter Guest, and I'm here with the Moose for another episode of the footballpredictions.net podcast covering Bundesliga 1 games for the 27th to 29th of September 2024. What's in store, Moose?
Oh, we've got some great games coming up, starting with Dortmund at home to Bochum. Leipzig takes on Augsburg. Freiburg takes on St. Pauli. Stuttgart visits Wolfsburg. Mainz takes on Heidenheim. Borussia Mönchengladbach takes on Union Berlin. The big one of the weekend is Bayern Munich at home to Leverkusen. Holstein Kiel takes on Frankfurt. And finally, Werder Bremen visits Hoffenheim.
Of course, you can also see the details for all these matches that we're about to discuss in this podcast on the website footballpredictions.net, along with the fixtures from just about every other football competition in the world from A to Z.
Yes, and on our website, it will show you where to watch the games on local broadcast channels, plus video streaming services, as well as team news, match shots from local bookmakers.
Yeah, look in the description of this podcast episode and you can find direct clickable links to all of the matches that we're going to discuss. Geolocation and live streaming rules apply. 18 plus, gamble aware. Let's get kicked off with Borussia Dortmund, currently sitting in 8th, who take on Bochum, who are 16th. It kicks off on Friday, 27th of September in the UK at 7:30. You can find your local kickoff time, game odds and all the available broadcast streaming channels for this match on footballpredictions.net. I know here in the UK it's on Sky Go, Sky Go Extra, and Sky Sports Mix. But you can also stream it live for free, no subscription, on Bet365. So, how's it going to turn out this one, do we think?
Yeah, we've had some great calls on Borussia Dortmund. Borussia Dortmund recently. last week we called their first defeat of the season at Stuttgart. It was quite a heavy defeat in the end. We had 2-1. It ended 5-1 to Stuttgart, but we had the outcome, both teams to score an over-under in that game. And prior to that, in the Champions League, Dortmund went away to Club Brugge and beat them 3-0, and we had 1-0. So a win 2-0 there. In Dortmund's last home game, they played Heidenheim. It was another result that we called. We said Borussia Dortmund were going to win that game 2-1, so we had over 2.5, both teams to score, Dortmund to win, and they won 4-2. So we've been looking really good on our Dortmund predictions recently, and they take on Bochum. Bochum, who really struggled in the Bundesliga last season, had to enter the playoffs for not getting relegated, but ended up staying in the Bundesliga. But they've not had the best of starts, and if there was one game that they were supposed to win, or would have seen as winnable, it would have been last weekend's game at home to Holstein Kiel. A game where we knew there was going to be goals because we said over 2.5 and both teams to score, and it ended 2-2. Prior to that, in Bochum's last away game at Freiburg, we called it exact scoreline. We said 2-1 Freiburg, and it ended 2-1 Freiburg. But yeah, overall, no wins yet for Bochum. Dortmund's been looking fairly good apart from last week's thrashing at Stuttgart, but at home it's been plain sailing so far, and I think we know what's coming up here for our prediction.
Yeah, I mean, have been quite a few goal scoring games with both of these teams, so we're actually, just for the tip, we're going for both teams to score for this one. Odds on that you can get at 1.62, but we are going for the Borussia Dortmund win. And they're very heavily backed, of course, as you can imagine. Odds of only 1.27 for the win for Dortmund in this game. I mean, they're unbeaten in the last five previous league matches at home. And in the last four games in the league against Bochum, they are unbeaten as well. So, yeah, we'll see that continuing here. We like a scoreline of 3-1. And you can get the odds of 3-1. You can get odds of 10 on that. So for that scoreline. On our poll on the website, have a look on the page in the link, 81% of people say Borussia Dortmund to win and only 8% Bochum. So let's see how that one goes and move on swiftly now to RB Leipzig, who are currently in 6th, who take on Augsburg, who are 12th. Kicks off on Saturday, 28th of September, 2:30 in UK time. Visit footballpredictions.net and you'll be able to see your local kickoff time, betting odds and broadcast streaming channels tailored to your location for this game. You can, of course, stream this live on Bet365. Use our bonus code FP365. Didn't mention that before. And it's been a bit of a mixed bag for both these teams in the last few games. So how do we see this one?
Yeah, for Leipzig, they have not won in three. One of those did include an away trip to Atletico Madrid, which is never going to be easy. And in that game, they lost 2-1. We had 3-1, actually. So it was, again, a very close call, but we had both teams to score the outcome. And over 2.5 goals in the last two games for Leipzig in the Bundesliga, it's been 0-0 draws. But overall, Leipzig has not lost a game so far this season. Very tight in defense, but also don't score too many goals. But they are up against an Augsburg team here who likes to concede quite a few goals and who've conceded 10 goals in their first four matches and just over the in the only away game actually of the season so far. They lost 4-0 at Heidenheim. Otherwise, Augsburg has had three home games to Mainz, Sampaoli, which yielded the only win of the season so far for Augsburg. They had a 3-1 win there against Sampaoli. And Werder Bremen was the first one up in the season where they got a point. They got a 2-2 draw. But yeah, overall, mixed bag for Augsburg. Leipzig, don't think we should read too much into the results of late in terms of the 0-0 draws, because don't forget, Leipzig had a really strong result at the big, like, a few weekends ago, or a month ago, when they visited Leverkusen, the first team to beat Leverkusen in God knows how long, because Leverkusen did not lose a single game last season. So this was their first defeat in a very, very long time. And that's basically down to Leipzig. So no doubt that Leipzig's looking pretty good shape. And I think our prediction is also leaning towards Leipzig in this game.
Yeah, just to add a couple of stats into this, interesting ones, that Leipzig, unbeaten in their last 9 home league matches, which is a very good run, but they also haven't lost in the league to Augsburg in their last 13 matches, so it's quite some record.
That is a record, and yeah.
Augsburg as well are without an away win, away from home, I should say, in their last 5 league games. So, yeah, it kind of leads to us thinking that it will be a Leipzig home win, and we are going for a correct score of 2-1 in this game. Odds of that you can get at 8.5. And in our poll, 83% of you users out there, have a look on our webpage for this and you'll see the up-to-date poll. Like Leipzig, only 7% are going for Augsburg win with the rest a draw. Both teams to score is a prediction we're going for this one. And that's, you can get odds of 1.62 on that. But probably the safest bet of all would be the Leipzig win, and you can get odds of 1.42 on that. So next we have Freiburg, currently sitting all the way up in third position, who take on St. Pauli, who are 17th, or at the opposite end. And this kicks off Saturday, 28th of September, 2:30 in the UK. Find your local kickoff time and game odds and all the available broadcast streaming channels on our page on footballpredictions.net. It's all up to the minute. And of course, this one is broadcast on Bet365 on a live stream. Use our bonus code FP365 if you'd like to watch that. So yeah, Freiburg have done very well of late, as opposed to St. Pauli. So how do we see this one going?
Yeah, in terms of Freiburg, probably the surprise of the season so far. Second in the league to Bayern Munich. But it has to be said, the teams they've played, look, they had a defeat at Munich, but they had a really strong result against Stuttgart at the beginning of the season when they beat them 3-1. And then in their most recent home game, they took on Bochum, and we predicted that to be a 2-1 result, and it ended 2-1 to Freiburg. And then last week, they traveled to Heidenheim and beat them 3-0. So yeah, Freiburg's been looking really good, had a good start to the season. They're playing a São Paulo team who are in the complete opposite have had the complete opposite scenario. No wins so far this season, just 1 point on the board. And that was a 0-0 draw last week at home to Leipzig, which is not a bad point. But again, I think St. Pauli struggled a little bit in front of goal, just one goal scored this season. They've had two away games so far this season, which was at Augsburg and Union Berlin. We called the defeat at Augsburg, and at Union Berlin, we said they were going to lose 1-0, and they lost 1-0. So we had like a full house on the under 2.5, and no both teams to score, and the outcome in that particular game. But yeah, overall, Freiburg, good start. They played Bochum already 1-2-1 in that game. Bochum, very similar position to St. Pauli here. So I think what we're looking at is a very similar result to that.
Yeah, yeah, indeed. And yeah, not surprisingly, Freiburg are odds on to win this game. We think so as well. Freiburg to win. Odds of 1.62, you can pick up on that. Look at our website, you'll get all the latest odds comparisons. Both teams to score is what we've also gone for this, which might surprise some people. But we've gone for that. Odds on that you can get at 1.8. That's fairly good value, we think. And now, if you wanted to go for a correct score prediction, which we have gone for a 2-1 home win, you can get odds of 8.5. And at the moment in our poll, 100% everybody of you think Freiburg will win. And that's the only result that that we have there. So yeah, maybe we'll get some different opinions, but yeah, that looks fairly clear cut, and that's what we're going with as well. Now, next up, we've got Wolfsburg, 13th in the table right now, who take on Stuttgart, who are 7th. This one's on Saturday, 28th of September, 2:30 in the UK in the afternoon. For this game, go on our page on footballpredictions.net, which provides your local kickoff time, betting odds, and available viewing options if you're listening to that from anywhere in the world. Now, you can stream this one outside of Germany, of course, on Bet365. Use our bonus code FP365 if you would like to watch that. Wolfsburg, have had a bit of a hiccup, haven't they?
Yeah, it's not been a great start to the season for Wolfsburg. One win and three defeats so far. But it has to be said, two of those defeats have been to some of the strongest teams in the league, Bayern Munich and Bayer Leverkusen. And if we start with Wolfsburg as well and go through their results last week, we called the defeat at Bayer Leverkusen. We said it was going to be over 2.5, both teams to score, and a Leverkusen win. And Leverkusen beat Wolfsburg 4-3. So a really entertaining game, but unfortunately for Wolfsburg, still no points from that game. In the most recent home game, they lost 2-1 at home to Frankfurt. And at the beginning of the season, they did have that 3-2 defeat at home to Bayern Munich. So still, when they are losing, they've only lost by one goal at Wolfsburg. But they do tend to concede quite a few goals. I mean, 9 goals conceded in 4 games here. Now, Stuttgart, what a result last week. 5-1 at home to Borussia Dortmund. And maybe we raised some eyebrows when we called Stuttgart to win this game. We did say they were going to win 2-1, they won 5-1. Mm-hmm. But again, it's an indication and to our tips, right? And we said both teams to score over 2.5 and Stuttgart to win in that game. And that's exactly what happened. Now, the same week, they had an away game in the Champions League to Real Madrid, where they lost 3-1. And we said Real Madrid was going to win 3-1 in that game. So we called the exact correct score on Stuttgart in that one. But yeah, apart from that, pretty decent start for Stuttgart in the league. 12 goals scored in just 4 matches. Their most recent away game in the Bundesliga, they won 3-1 at Gladbach. And again, we had a goals call in that game because we said over 2.5 and both teams to score. And that's exactly what happened. A 3-1 win for Stuttgart in the latest away game. And we think that they are going to go on and really build on that win last week at home to Dortmund.
Yeah, I think all signs are pointing towards an away win here for Stuttgart. And that's what we're going for as well. Full-time result prediction, Stuttgart to win. Odds of 2.1 on that. So we've got also a correct score of 2-1 to Stuttgart. And the odds on that you can get at 9 at the moment, or 8-1. 64% of you on our page for this on footballpredictions.net say Stuttgart will win. Only 21% favour of Wolfsburg, with the other 15% or so thinking it could be a draw. So Yeah, most people agree. Stuttgart, if you're looking for a win. And yeah, correct score 2-1-9, as I mentioned. Let's see how it goes. And yeah, be an
Yes.
interesting one to watch. If they can carry on that way, Stuttgart, they're in for a very good season. And Wolfsburg, not such a good season if they carry on this way. But yeah, let's go. Next up is Mainz, who are in 10th at the moment, who take on nearby Heidenheim in 9th. Kicks off on Saturday, 28th of September, also 2:30 in the UK. On our page on footballpredictions.net, you can find your localized kickoff time or the local odds comparisons, TV channels, and streaming services. You can, of course, also live stream this one on Bet365. Use our bonus code FP365 if you want to watch that. And Mainz done pretty well lately. Well, I say pretty well lately, only in the last game.
Yeah, Mainz is probably a little bit of a, although they are sitting mid-table, a little bit of a surprise so far this season. They do have 5 points, but they only lost one game. Surprised everyone a little bit last week with that win at Augsburg. However, their most recent home game was a 2-1 defeat at home to Werder Bremen in a game that, again, we had called with both teams to score and over 2.5 goals. They had a very entertaining game at Stuttgart. We just spoke about Stuttgart and that great result they had against Dortmund at home, beating them 5-1. But Mainz actually went to Stuttgart and got a 3-all draw there. But yeah, really a mixed bag for Mainz. One win, two draws, and a defeat so far this season. The win coming last week against Augsburg. And if we look at Heidenheim, again, I'm not going to say they peaked too early. They were top after two games, but have now lost their last two games. And in their last away game, they went away to Dortmund, and they lost 4-2. We said Dortmund was going to win that game. We also said it was going to be over 2.5 and both teams to score. So yeah, when we take a look otherwise at Heidenheim, yeah. The last home game was a 3-0 defeat, so a heavy defeat at home to Freiburg. And considering that they also conceded 4 goals in the game before that, they now conceded 7 in the last two. And Mainz, they do like to score goals.
Yeah.
They've scored 8 goals in their first 4 matches, which is pretty good going. And yeah, we do think that Mainz is just going to be too strong for Heidenheim.
Yeah, they both scored a lot of goals, and that's kind of led us on to our tip for this one, which is both teams to score.
Yeah.
You can get odds of that of 1.67 for this game, so that's the one we like. But if you're looking for a winner, we think it's going to be Mainz. And Mainz to win, you can get for 1.83. So they are odds on to win this game. And if you wanted to go for a correct score, we have gone for 2-1 to Mainz to beat Heidenheim. That one, you can get odds of 8.5. Interestingly, 71% of people on our website page for this agree that Mainz will win. Only 14% like a Heidenheim victory. So let's see how it goes. Again, yeah, they're very close in the table. So it's going to be an important game for both. Could go either way, but we think both teams will score. Next, we've got Borussia Mönchengladbach, 14th in the table at the moment, who take on Union Berlin, who are 5th, kicks off at the same time again, Saturday, 28th of September, 2:30 in the afternoon in the UK. On footballpredictions.net, on the page on our site, you can find your localised kickoff time, all the odds, the TV channels and streaming services, one of which, of course, is Bet365. Watch it on there if you want, and subscription free, and use that bonus code if you're joining up as a new member of FP365. Well, a couple of contrasting last couple of games for these sides. Gladbach kind of fallen into a bit of a hole.
Yeah, they have, but the slow start indeed and a disappointing start definitely have more potential than what these results are showing us. In contrast, or by contrast, I will start with the away team Union Berlin, because last season Union Berlin, they were in the Champions League, but that also seemed to kill their campaign in the Bundesliga. They were very close to the relegation spots, but so far this season, they've had a really strong start. Albeit it has to be said, not scoring a lot of goals, but they are also not conceding a lot. The previous game was a home win against Hoffenheim, and we called that win. We said that Union Berlin were going to beat Hoffenheim, In their away game to Leipzig, Union Berlin got a strong point in a no with in that one. We said under 2.5 and no both teams to score, and it ended 0-0. And prior to that, we called the correct score in the game against Sampdoria. We said 1-0. Now for Borussia Mönchengladbach, you're right, like they've not had a strong start to the season. Last weekend, they lost at Frankfurt, and we said they were going to lose at Frankfurt. They lost 2-0 in that game. Prior to that, in their most recent home game, they lost 3-1 at home to Stuttgart. But we knew that was going to be a fairly entertaining game. We said both teams to score and over 2.5 goals in that game as well. But yeah, we think that maybe Gladbach can use this game to turn their season around a bit.
They're going to have to turn it around at the moment, aren't they? Because, they're at home. They need the win. And, you know, they're actually winless against Union Berlin in their last 8 league matches. And coupled with that, they haven't won at home in their last 7 matches in the league, that is. So that's some pretty compellingly bad stats for them. So we'll see. But we think that this is going to be one of those games. I mean, every streak has to come to an end. But actually, having said that, do you know that Union Berlin are also without an away win for their last 7 league games? So their away form isn't great. So we, you know, they've had plenty of draws and things. But yeah, we think that they will either get a draw, but probably lose. We think Mönchengladbach might just get the goal that wins it for this game.
Yeah.
And Gladbach to win, you can get odds of 2.1. So yeah, bookies are kind of thinking it's going to be, could go either way as well. But we like it. We think it'll be tight. We think it's going to be quite a nervy game because Gladbach supporters will be really on the backs of their team. And we think it's going to be an under 2.5. You can get odds on under 2.5 goals of 2 at the moment. That's decimal odds. And if you like a correct score prediction, 1-0 is what we're going for Gladbach to win. Odds of 8.5 on that. Yeah, it will be a good one to watch. And yeah, we think it'll be close and maybe low scoring. So let's hope it turns out that way. Next up, we've got the big one, the clash of the league leaders. Bayern Munich, currently top of the table, playing Bayer Leverkusen, who are currently second in the table. Wow, it's going to be great. Kicks off its own special time slot later on Saturday, 28th of September, 5:30 in the UK. So it'd be a nice time to watch it. For this game, on our website on footballpredictions.net, you can see your local kickoff time, betting odds, and available viewing options, one of which, of course, is Bet365, subscription-free, so you've got nothing to lose, really. You can just put in a £1 or $1 or whatever, wherever you are, or have placed a bet in the last 24 hours, and then you can watch it subscription-free. Now, I mean, Bayern Munich are on fire. Harry Kane scoring goals for fun. At least they settled in really well. But Leverkusen, by the same token, have also been winning pretty much most of the games they've had. They've had that one kind of shock loss against Leipzig, as we mentioned, and that was at home. But yeah, I'll let you talk about that in more detail.
Yeah, and just a quick spoiler alert here. We are not predicting this to be a 0-0 draw because what we have here is the two most high scoring teams in the Bundesliga, but even outside of the Bundesliga, I'm sure that most of our listeners will be aware of the results that both Bayern and Leverkusen had in the Champions League, because Bayern had that thumping 9-2 win against Dinamo Zagreb, whilst Leverkusen beat Feyenoord 4-0 away. But yeah, if we just look at the most recent games and just listen to the amount of goals that Bayern have been scoring here, 5-0 at Werder Bremen, 9-2 at home to Dinamo Zagreb, and then 6-1 at Holstein Kiel. That's 20 goals in 3 matches scored by Bayern. So they are absolutely on fire. But it has to be said, not that that could possibly be matched, but Bayer Leverkusen has actually scored 12 goals in their last 3 games, 4 goals across the 3 games, which is by no means any really that bad either. But yeah, if we look at the predictions that we've had for these matches, we've also been looking very good. We have actually called all of the outcomes of Bayern Munich's games this season, because we have called Bayern to win every single game, and they've won every single game so far, including the DFB Pokal and including the Champions League. Last week, we had an over 2.5 goals and Bayern to win against Bremen, and it ended 5-0. We actually also said that Zagreb was going to score against Bayern in the Champions League. But we had a 3-1 indication. Let's call it a 3-1 indication. But yeah, again, it's over 2.5, both teams to score and Bayern to win in that game. At Holstein Kiel, it may have surprised some that we didn't have Bayern down for a clean sheet, because Holstein Kiel is a promoted team. But Holstein Kiel did end up scoring against Bayern. And I think Bayern has this in them. They score lots of goals, but there's definitely a tendency as well to concede here and there. But yeah, overall, we called all of Bayern's outcomes for games and goals. Now, for Leverkusen, last weekend, it was a 4-3 win at home to Wolfsburg in a game where we said Leverkusen were going to win. We said over 2.5 and both teams to score. We also called Leverkusen's win in an over 2.5 game at Feyenoord. And similarly, we nearly had the correct score at Hoffenheim prior to that game against Feyenoord. So the most recent away game in the Bundesliga, we said they were going to beat Hoffenheim 3-1, and it ended 4-1. But yeah, overall, look, goals galore here when we're talking about Bayern Munich and Leverkusen, and that's leading to our prediction of...
The prediction that we're going to get for this one is a Bayern Munich win. Well, do you know some really compelling stats for both arguments here. Bayern are unbeaten in the last four league matches at home. They haven't, though, beaten Leverkusen in the last three league matches. But you take that on one hand. I mean, don't want to confuse people. But then Leverkusen have left without a win over Munich away from home in the last four. But this is probably the killer one, as in for Leverkusen. They haven't been beaten in the last 19 away league matches. So it's a very difficult one to pick. So you've kind of got to think outside the box of this one. I wouldn't necessarily put money on a correct score prediction. We have gone for a correct score prediction of 3-1 to Bayern in this game. And let's go into the reasoning for that. By the way, you can get odds of 12 or 11 to 1 for that. But yeah, we think it's going to be something where that both teams score. Just like you said before, they're both very good teams, and both of them can leave themselves open to counter, but they've both got such good players, especially in attack. So we think of both teams to score as a good one, but consequently, you can only get odds of 1.36 on that. But we do think, if you look like a very safe bet, it's probably the one you want to look at. Bayern to win, they are actually odds on. You can get them only for 1.73 if you like that. So yeah, it should be such a fascinating game. Interestingly, Leverkusen, if you went for the win, you can get way out at 4.2. So they are not fancied at all. People are thinking in the betting that it's going to be Bayern. But I'll tell you what, there's an interesting one that might be something that a lot of people will be thinking of, is a draw, and you get odds on that of 4.33. But we've gone for the Bayern Munich to win 3-1. Let's see how it goes. Next, after all the excitement of that, we've got Holstein Kiel, who are 18th, who take on the fourth place Eintracht Frankfurt. This one is on Sunday now, 29th of September, 2:30 in the afternoon. On our page on footballpredictions.net, you can find your localized kickoff time, odds, TV channels and streaming services. And of course, you can find that in the description of this podcast, the link that is. You can watch this one live streamed on Bet365. If you want to do that, use our bonus code FP365 to watch it subscription free. So yeah, Eintracht Frankfurt are kind of way up there, whereas Holstein are not.
Yeah, Eintracht Frankfurt didn't start the season too well. However, it was at Dortmund, so probably one of the most difficult away games to start with for Frankfurt. But since then, they've picked up really nicely. And again, we've had some great calls on Frankfurt this season, because in the first home game of the season, we called a correct score at home to Hoffenheim, where they won 3-1. Has to be said, we did also say they were going to lose that first game of the season at Dortmund, because we said 2-1 and ended We said 2-1 and then the 2-0 to Dortmund. So again, the outcome was correct in that one. Now, the most recent game was actually in the Europa League against Victoria Pilsen. And that ended again with our call. We said over 2.5 for both teams to score here. It ended 3-3 in the Bundesliga. The last away game was at Wolfsburg. They won that one. And the last home game, they also won 2-0. We said they were going to beat Gladbach as well in that game. But yeah, Holstein Kiel, they've not had the greatest start to life in the Bundesliga. They are currently bottom of the Bundesliga, but managed to get a point last week at Bochum. Probably one of the teams where you would expect them to, or not expect them necessarily to, but at least one of the matches where they would have a chance of getting a point. In that game, and we said over 2.5 both teams to score. That's exactly what happened in the 2-2. We just covered Bayern against Leverkusen, and we said again here we had Bayern to beat Holstein Kiel. That was the most recent home match. Holstein Kiel lost 6-1 at home to Bayern Munich. That would have dented their confidence a bit. In a game again where we said Bayern was going to win over 2.5 and both teams to score. Prior to that, Wolfsburg at home. We said 1-0. Wolfsburg ended with a 2-0 win. So we called the outcome. We said under 2.5 and no both teams to score in that one. And just to cap off Holstein Kiel, we said that we were also going to lose the first game of the season at Hoffenheim in an over 2.5 game. And they lost that one 3-2. So yeah, overall, really not a great start to the season for Holstein Kiel. And they are going to struggle against the Frankfurt side here. That's picked up 9 points from 12. So a decent start for Frankfurt. They've not played some fairly tricky opponents here. So to be sitting fourth after four games, they are pretty happy with that. And they're definitely looking to build on that momentum in that game, in this particular game against Kiel.
Yeah. And for this one, we like the tip of both teams to score. You can get odds of that of 1.53. So not the greatest of odds, but probably indicates how much bookmakers also think that's likely to happen. For the win, though, we've gone for an away win. Frankfurt should go there and claim the points, we believe. And their odds on 1.7 are the odds you can get on them winning. So let's see if they're capable of doing that. And for a correct score prediction, we have gone for 1-2, as in Holstein Kiel 1, Eintracht Frankfurt 2. And odds of that, if you like a correct score, of 8.5. Interestingly, in our poll, we have Eintracht Frankfurt, 56% of you believe they will get the away win, 31% Holstein Kiel, with the other 13% or so looking at a draw. So, yeah, would be a good win for Frankfurt if they can keep it going. Next up, we've got Hoffenheim, who are 15th, who take on Werder Bremen, who are currently sitting in 11th position. It kicks off on Sunday, the 29th of September, 4:30 in the afternoon in the UK. Find your local kickoff time and your game odds and available broadcasting channels on our page for this, our match page. Find it in the link on footballpredictions.net. And this one, you can again live stream on Bet365, subscription free. Use our bonus code FP365 if you're joining. And how do you think this one's shaping up?
Yeah, these are probably two teams that are really underperforming from the beginning of the season. Just one win each from the first four matches. And if we start with the home team, Hoffenheim here, because they had a midweek game in Denmark. They played FC Midtjylland. We called that result because we actually said it was going to be a score draw. And it ended 1-1 for Hoffenheim at Midtjylland. But, you know, against the Danish team, it was probably a game that the would have wanted to win and get off to a winning start in the Europa League, and also in general to turn their campaign around a bit, because apart from that win at the start of the season at home to Holstein Kiel, where we did say they were going to win that game, we also said it was going to be over 2.5 goals, but since then it's been three straight defeats for Hoffenheim. Again, with football predictions, if you followed us on the podcast or on the site, we called all of these outcomes. We've actually called the last five outcomes of Hoffenheim, which had included that win at the beginning of the season, the three defeats, and then the draw at Midtjylland. So some really strong calls here, including a correct score away to Eintracht Frankfurt 3-1. They then lost 4-1 at home to Leverkusen. We said 3-1. And then finally at Union Berlin, we said 1-0, and they lost 2-1. So a narrow defeat at Union Berlin. But yeah, we looked very strong on our Hoffenheim predictions. So we kind of, we've locked them in a little bit. But if we're looking at Werder Bremen, equally not the start to the season that they have anticipated, just one win so far, which was at Mainz. They have played, to be fair, in their two home games, Bayern Munich and Dortmund. They've not scored a single goal in these two games, and they got absolutely battered last week at home to Bayern Munich. Sorry, they lost 5-0 in that game. And that leads us to the prediction for this game, which may surprise some. But we do think that Hoffenheim is a lot stronger than what they've shown recently.
Yeah, our tip on this one is Hoffenheim to win. And odds of that are actually 2.3 at the moment. But probably the more likely result is what we've gone for here is over 2.5 goals, with both of these teams featuring with many goals in them, apart from I think one game, which was the Bremen versus Dortmund game, which was an under 2.5. But everything else, I think, is around there for Bremen being up in the goal scoring, as has in Bundesliga anyway, the games for Hoffenheim. So over 2.5 goals, odds of 1.44. Hoffenheim to win, we think. And if you're looking for a correct score, we have actually gone for 3-0. Now, I know that's quite a big margin of victory, especially the fact they're in 15th, but they're at home. We think the crowd will be right behind them. And I tell you what, this is an interesting one. 3-0, odds of that, what do you think they are? They are 23. So 22-1 you can get on a 3-0 win. So it might be an interesting one to get a little bit on that. But
yeah,
in terms of the safety side, over 2.5 goals. So maybe you want to have a couple on that one if you're interested. But that's the way we think it is going to play out. Now, if you do want to see these matches, which are, all of them are actually broadcast, live streamed on Bet365, geolocation and live streaming rules apply, 18 plus, gamble aware. And use our bonus code FP365 if you haven't already got an account.
Yes, and in the description area of this podcast, you can find links to the games we've just been discussing, or simply head to the footballpredictions.net website. The beauty is that you can browse the online sources to watch the games from your location via streaming and TV channels, team news, our prediction for different betting markets, plus the best offers and odds.
Yeah, we'd also like to let you know that we produce these podcasts across several competitions, as well as this one, just a couple this week. And you can listen to them all on podcast.footballpredictions.net or from where you usually get your podcasts from. Well, that's it. Thanks for listening. And until the next time, it is
Cheers.
Cheers.